Tzaydei Terei Majda Chafei of Tovshnein Tess, Reb Shimshon Stanton.
Good morning, everybody. We're we ready? Blast off. Lift off, yeah. We're holding in a very important time of year. We have the 3 weeks. We just had Mevorchim HaChodesh Elul, leading up to Yom HaNeroim. And in between, we have one of these very, very important times of year, known as the summer holidays. A very important part of the Jewish calendar, the summer holidays, Minhag Yisrael Torah, we have the summer holidays. And we're all so special about the summer holidays. And the Chayyur is Torah Shabbat Peh, it's not Mefurash in the Torah, you have the summer holidays, I don't know, but that seems to be the Minhag. Lamaisa, there's an amazing, I'm very misbol. There's something amazing about the summer holidays. Because the Mela, you're in Elul, you're in Aseres Beit Teshuvah, you're drawing Zaman. So people are learning, people are davening, people are Oisik and Avodas Hashem. But it's amazing, it's just inspirational that to come in the middle of the summer holidays, I have a full house, people coming to daven, people coming to hear shir, people sitting and learning. Nobody will know if you're here or not. This really is not... Nobody's trying to impress anyone else. This is genuine. People want to daven, want to learn, want to serve Hashem. I'm very, very impressed. I spoke here in the summer holidays about 7-8 years ago. That's where they got my photo from when I was a bit thinner. But it was also summer holidays, and I was very impressed that they have so many people come to listen to Hashem. It's a moyadika thing. The Maisa, one of the things we are in, maybe people don't think so much about it, except when it comes to after Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning, is we're in the 7 weeks of Shiva Denechemta. There's 3 weeks of Tlosa Depura Nusa, the 3 weeks of punishment, the 3 weeks where bad things happen to Klal Yisrael, called Roed Feha, Hissi Guha Bein HaMetzorim, the Bein HaMetzorim from Shiva Asa B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av, and we lay in 3 Haftorahs, which speak about the punishment, Techocha, for Klal Yisrael. But we have 7 weeks afterwards where every week we take a Haftorah, every week we have a Haftorah talking about the Nechama, talking about the comfort of comforting Klal Yisrael, talking about what will happen, B'mois HaMashiach, whetting our appetite for the Geula. And as someone pointed out, these 7 weeks lead directly up to Rosh Hashanah. This is a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is a day where we crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Mashiach comes, that will be V'hoya Hashem L'malach al kol ha'aretz v'yom hu yi Hashem echad u'shmai echad. That's what we're all leading towards. We're leading towards the time that the whole world will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the ideal build-up to Rosh Hashanah for these 7 weeks is the Haftorahs of Nechama. The Haftorahs that speak about the times of Mashiach and the Geula and the beautiful things that will happen to Klal Yisrael. Now we know that the Haftorah that of every Sedra is normally connected to the Sedra. Now sometimes you might think it's not connected. For example, like this time of year, so the Haftorahs are to do with the Nechama, the Shiva the Nechemta. So Lechayra has nothing to do with the Sedra. We just happen to lay in every week Haftorah to do with the comforting Klal Yisrael. But that's obviously clearly not true. And the Sedras very clearly parallel the Haftorahs. In fact, the whole of Sefer Devarim, which is really what we're going through now, is the last drosha, the last Musa drosha of Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. And what's Moshe Rabbeinu talking about? He's standing Be'eva HaYarden, he's standing very near the Yarden, facing Eretz Yisrael, preparing the Jewish nation to cross over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael, which they did a month after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. And the whole drasha is one of preparation. Again and again and again, the Torah tells us about Eretz Yisrael, about the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, about the importance of Eretz Yisrael, about building a Beis HaMikdash. This is the theme of Sefer Devarim. And that parallels beautifully the Shiva Denachemta, which are standing here. The Nevi'im are preparing us for Mashiach. They're preparing us to go to Eretz Yisrael. They're preparing us to build the base Hamikdash. In fact, this week, the theme, the central Yesod of Parashas Re'eh, is all about the base Hamikdash. I would say countless times, although that's not accurate, because you could technically count them. But very many times in this week's Sedra, it speaks about Bamokoy Masha Yivcha Hashem, you go to the place Hashem chose, the Beis HaMikdash. Vaveisem Shama, you bring there your Korbonos. Again and again and again from the beginning of the Sedra, which we lay in Leshichnoi, Sidrushu Avasa Shama, that you seek out the place of the Shechina, you seek out the Beis HaMikdash where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells. From the beginning through to the end of the Sedra, where we speak about the Sholei Shagolim, Pesach Shavuos, and Sukkos, and we don't speak about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Some parts of the Torah speak about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and other parts of the Torah don't. And the difference is that whenever the Torah is talking about Aliyah L'Regel, going up to the Beis HaMikdash, we speak about just Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos, because those are the Sholei Regalim Bashana, Shalish Pa'amim Bashana, the three times we go up to the Beis HaMikdash. When we're speaking about the Yomim Tovim in general, like in Emor and in Pinchas, we speak about the Korbanos of the Yomim Tovim, then we speak about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which are also Yomim Tovim. But when we're just speaking about Oyla Rega, like this week's Sedra, we have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. The three times in the Torah, it says, Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tovi Beis Hashem Alekecha. Three times in the Torah, the same Pasuk. In Mishpatim, Kisisa, and Re'eya, always in the same part, in the same parasha of Shalosh Regalim. Because that's what it's all about. It's about going up to the Beis HaMikdash again and again and again. The Torah speaks about the Beis HaMikdash, speaks about being Korbanos in this week's Hedra to the Beis HaMikdash, speaks about the Shalosh Regalim, being Oyla Regel to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the end of the Sedra Shalosh Pa'omim Bashana Yera Ekol Zechurcha. The Sedra starts with the Beis HaMikdash and it ends with the mitzvah of being Oyla Regel to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And that is the theme throughout the entire Parashas Re'eh. And what's beautiful is that every Sedra has a name. The Sedra of Re'eh is Re'eh. Well, you could say, why is it called Re'eh? Because it starts off with the word Re'eh, apart from the fact that we don't always start off the Sedra with the first word of the name of the Sedra, pardon me, is not always the first word of the Sedra. Noyach is actually the third word of Noyach, just to go Bereshis is the first word of Bereshis, but Noyach is the third word of Noyach. Lech Lecha comes even later. Yeah. So Al Kaponim, normally the Sedra is named after the theme of the Sedra, or the important event in the Sedra. Noyach is about Noyach. We even have a Sedra called Kairach, and we have a Sedra called Bolok, named after a Goy. But that's the theme, that's the central theme of the parasha. So if we have a Sedra called Re'eh, which means to see, the central theme is to see. Now, the Beis HaMikdash, we said, the main point, the focal point of this week's Sedra is all about the Beis HaMikdash, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the going to the Beis HaMikdash, being Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, celebrating the Yom Tov in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's called Re'eh, to see. The Beis HaMikdash, the Psukim say in Melachim, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, normally when you build windows, you build it in a way to maximize the light coming in. Shlomo HaMelech built Shekufim Atumim, he built it in a way that the light was going out. The windows were designed to emit light. They were designed to let out light rather than bring in light. Why is that? Because the Beis HaMikdash is the place that gives light to the whole world. This is the spiritual center of the world. It is lighting up. It's lighting up the world. I saw once a very interesting idea that I don't know the physics of it, but somebody once suggested there's a concept of a black hole and a concept of a white hole. A black hole is where light comes in and doesn't come out. So there's a concept of a white hole where light just goes out. And he said that he was talking about the Aron HaKodesh, and I don't remember exactly, but to do the Beis HaMikdash is a white hole. It's a place where the light shines out of the Beis HaMikdash. It shines to the whole world to light up the whole world. And that's why the world, without a Beis HaMikdash, the world lives in darkness. The Navi says, in Yeshaya, Ki achoshech yichaseh eretz v'arofa le'umim, the world is covered in darkness, a blanket, a thick cloud covers the nations of the world. It's not just Manchester that's covered by a thick cloud, although we did have a very nice day yesterday, Baruch Hashem. But I always feel when I come to Manchester, it's like I feel like Moshe Rabbeinu, because it says Moshe Rabbeinu went up into the Onon for when he came to. So when I come on the train from Gateshead, we come to Manchester, and as we get near, there's this big cloud. We enter the Onon, so it's a very akoponim. Lamaisa, in a spiritual, in a ruchniyistic sense, in a spiritual sense, the darkness is people are lost, people are wandering around, people don't have a blueprint for how to live their lives in a proper way, for how to serve Hashem. But the pasuk continues, "Va'alayich yizrach Hashem uchvoyd alayich iroy." The light of Hashem will shine on Klal Yisrael. "Va'holchu goyim la'oyich umlochim la'noygazarchich." Beautiful words. The goyim, the nations of the world, will go in our light, and the kings of the world will go in our glow. In other words, when Mashiach comes, and the light of Hashem shines on us, that will light up the whole world, and that's what Re'eh is about. Re'eh is seeing. We live in a world of darkness. We live in a world of Alma de Shikra. We live in a world of concealment. Olam b'loshen ha'olam. The world is concealed. It's very difficult to serve Hashem properly here. There's a lot of darkness. But when we have a Beis HaMikdash, then everything will be light. It says that it's many pesukim. Yeah, ki mala ha'aretz le'rei lo yishchiz chalakotchi, ki mala ha'aretz deyes Hashem, kamayim liyom chasim, lo yalam do'edishes ereyehu. And when Mashiach comes, the Beis HaMikdash is built, we'll have a very clear knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It will be much easier to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole world will look at us, and it will teach them how to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's why the Seder is called Re'eh, because Re'eh is about seeing. And sight, the true vision, comes, and we have a Beis HaMikdash, and we have the Geula B'mehev Yomeinu. I was thinking that actually fits in with last week's Sedra, because what comes before Mashiach is called the Ikvas of the Mashiach. Yeah? Whatever that means, the Ikvas of the Mashiach is the, and Ikvas is Melosh and Akev. So first you have Akev, which is the time of Ikvas of the Mashiach, the generation just before Mashiach. And it says, V'hoyah Akev Tishmon, if you listen. And what does it say, the famous Ma'is in the Gemara? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi went to ask Mashiach, "Imosai ka'osi ma?" And he said to him, "Hayom, I'm coming today." So he got very happy, maybe put on his Yom Tov clothes, and Mashiach didn't come. So he went to Eliyahu HaNavi, the Gemara says. He said, "Shakuri koshikabi," he was making fun of me, he's lying. He said he'd come today, and we're still here now. So Eliyahu, I think it's Eliyahu HaNavi said, he said, "You didn't hear," or maybe he went back to ask Mashiach, I have to look up the Gemara. He said, "You didn't hear the end." The end of the pasuk was, "Hayom im b'kolei tishmo," today, if you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then why didn't he say the whole pasuk? Did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi run off in the middle? It wasn't a very long conversation. "When are you coming today?" Boom. You know, he didn't even let him finish the sentence. It's a very strange Gemara. But I think there's a very important Musa lesson, that very often people, they want to do teshuva, they want to grow, they want to improve, but we push it off, we like to procrastinate. "My diet starts tomorrow" is a popular slogan, you know, on coffee cups. And we like to say tomorrow, yeah, we'll always do, what do we do? We'll have it tomorrow. But tomorrow never comes, because it's always tomorrow, is always tomorrow. So Mashiach was saying, if we wake up today, we don't wait till tomorrow. It's got to be today. It's, don't push things off. Get on with what you have to do. Get on with doing tshuva. Get on with Avod Hashem. Do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow. And that's really what he was saying. Just Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi didn't understand that. But what he meant was, if you b'koyle tishmo today, then that will bring Mashiach. Now that's just an introduction, but I want to speak about a pet subject of mine, which is to do with the Beis HaMikdash. If we're on the topic of the Beis HaMikdash and the topic of Shevet HaNechemta and bringing the Geula, bringing Mashiach. So there's a few very important Mamori Chazal about this, and they're all very well known, but I want to say over a few ideas, Be'ezah Hashem. The famous Gemara, we'll start with the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says, "By a Beis HaMikdash, by his rishab at Bnei Machorev." Why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Says the Gemara, because they did Shalosh Averus, Avodah Zarah, Gilah Aroyah, Shfichas Domim. By Sheni Bnei Machorev, why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because of Sinas Chinam. L'lamed chasinas chinam is shokol like the three averus. Very interesting, very shvah Gemara, what's going on? Not only that, the Gemara continues. Which was worse, the Bayis Rishon or Bayis Sheni? Says the Gemara, a deichem bira. The Beis Hamikdash came back after 70 years of Golas Bayis Rishon. We're still here waiting almost 2,000 years later. So it seems that Bayis Sheni was much worse. More than that, the Gemara says a cryptic thing, Rishonim sheniskala avoinom niskala kitsom. The Rishonim in Bayis Rishon, their Aveira was revealed. So their Gola was revealed. After 70 years, the Apostle says you come back. Acharonim sheloi niskala avoinom loi niskala kitsom. Our Aveira wasn't revealed, so our end is not revealed. What's that meant to mean? Aveira wasn't revealed, that makes it worse because it wasn't revealed. What's going on? Secondly, there's the flip side of this. The other side of the coin, Tzemach Tzedekah wrote a sefer called Derech Mitzvei Secha, where he goes through various mitzvahs. And in the midst of Avas Yisrael, the title is Mitzvahs Avas Yisrael Ve'issa Sinas Chinam. It's not just two separate things, it's Dovah Ve'epuchai. There's a mitzvah to love a fellow Jew, and there's an issa to hate a fellow Jew. So the Gemara says something which is perhaps even more strange, another famous Gemara, but everyone is bothered by this Gemara. Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed that a Gentile who wanted to convert, he came along to Shammai originally, and he said to him, teach me the whole Torah standing al regel achas. I want to hear the whole Torah on one foot. Now, when I was young and I learned this Gemara, or heard the story maybe, and our sages showed the way, or whatever it was, I think most of my knowledge of Agadtas and Gemara comes from books like Our Sages Showed the Way and Tales from the Gemara. Fantastic, these books. But Al Kaponim, he came along to Shammai. I always understood he was some sort of gymnast. He wanted to hop on one foot while he learned lots of Torah. I don't know what it was. But obviously he didn't mean that. What he meant was he was a 21st century person where we all have, not all of us, speak for myself, you know, an ADHD sort of guy. I want to learn the Torah. I don't have patience to stand around for more than a minute or two. And please, I want you to summarize the Torah. The whole Torah in a nutshell. That's what I want. Give me the Torah in a sentence. Summarize the Torah in a sentence. And then I'll decide whether I like it or not. I don't need a long shir. You know, start your day the Torah way, but no more than 5 minutes. You know, that was what he wanted. So Shammai got upset with him. You know, this is a bizoyan to the Torah to go along and say, you know, I want the whole Torah, bite-sized, crash course Torah for dummies. We don't work like that. The Torah is very big and very broad and very deep. And if you want to learn Torah, you have to be prepared to set aside years and years of toil and hard work. So Shammai threw him out. So he comes along to Hillel. He says, teach me the Torah, al regel achas. I want this whole Torah in a summary. So Hillel says to him, no problem. What you don't like to do to your, what you don't like, don't do to your friend. Zuhi kola Torah kula. That's the whole Torah. Vedach pirusha. But yeah, you've got to learn the mafoshim. The rest is the mafoshim. You've got to learn the commentaries. That's rishonim. That's achreinim. That's Rebekiva Egas. You've got to do that, you know. Once you become Jewish, you've got to sit and learn a bit. But that's all the explanation. If you want to understand the Allah Sanei lechavach leisavif, if you want to understand what that means, then you're going to have to learn lots of Torah to understand it. But that's what the Torah is. The rest is just explanation. Zil gemor, go and learn. And this has perplexed the various Rishonim, Achronim, thinkers. What on earth is going on? The whole Torah is the Allah Sanei lechavach leisavif. Don't do to your friend what you don't like done to yourself. That's the whole Torah. So Rashi says two Peshotim. And both Peshotim also, very difficult to understand. Rashi says one Peshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called your friend. Re'acha v're'a avicha al tazev. Do not abandon your friend. The Pesukim Mishnah calls Hashem Re'acha v're'a avicha. Very interesting, you know, it's a bit of a drush. Chassidus Shavatl, amazing Chassidus Shavatl, don't get me wrong, but Rashi saying Re'echa is a drush, he meant that you have to serve Hashem, Re'echa Re'avich al Tazev. And Kavayochol, you know, we're doing mitzvahs as a Tzemach Tzedekah in Derech Mitzvei Secha. At the end of the day, it's not just about, you know, do mitzvahs because you want to make Hashem happy. And chas v'shalom, if you do aveiras, you make Hashem sad. There is a mussar that we have a relationship with the Eibishter, and we don't want to break it. And the Torah will sometimes speak ke'elo kavayochal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry with us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's really mitzad us. That's all mitzad us. That's all mitzad our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we do aveiras, we ruin that relationship. If we do mitzvahs, we cement that relationship. As a musik of nachas ruach, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not your friend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not our best friend who will get breakers with us. That's not what the Torah is all about. The pasuk says in Eiv, in Tzadak Tzomatitanoi, in Chotal Tzomatifal Boy, you do mitzvahs, Moichel Toivas, you know, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to do mitzvahs. It's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu can't manage if we chas v'shalom do aveiros. He's not going to have chas v'shalom a nervous breakdown if people are doing aveiros. Kodesh Baruch Hu is totally above that. In fact, it's us. Re'ei anoichi noisen lefneichem hayoyim barocho klala. I'm giving you a brocha and a klala. If we keep the mitzvahs, it's a brocha to us. If we do aveiros, it's a klala to us. We're ruining ourselves if we do aveiros. The best thing we could possibly do for ourselves is to do mitzvahs. And I thought that we're serving Hashem. Not. But at the end of the day, deep down, is that not that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to start crying if we're not nice to him. So how can we say that that's the Torah? The Torah is Hashem's your friend and you're going to make him happy. Rashi says another Peshat that most mitzvahs of the Torah, a lot of mitzvahs of the Torah are Ben Adam Lachaveira. That is true. A lot of mitzvahs are Ben Adam Lachaveira. This week's Sedra itself, as there's a whole Arichas, the mitzvah of Tzedakah, the mitzvah of Maishas, giving to the Levi, the Ger, the Yosem, Wal Mona. There's a lot of Ben Adam Lachaveira. And it is a very, very important part of the Torah. A very important part of the Torah. But, in fact, I think the uniqueness, I'm going to generalize here, but the uniqueness of the Torah, the beauty of the Torah, is it synthesizes Ben Adam Lamokim with Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. In the Western world, they've forgotten about Ben Adam Lamokim. Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, this right, that right, his right, and all sorts of different types of protected peoples and what have you, not to include Jewish people, chas v'shalom, but everyone else, you know, the rights of the Palestinians and the rights of whatever, the Chulu, Tumtum, Andraginus, or whatever. I don't know. There's all sorts of, you know, very important. It's very, you know, you have to respect other people's rights and you have to be very nice to everybody. Ben Adam Lamokim is kimat non-existent, unfortunately. We live in the Western world, it's extremely immoral, and there's almost no laws anymore for Ben Adam Lamokim. But it's Ben Adam Lachaveira. If you go to the sort of Muslim world, They're very into the Ben Adam Lamokim, you know, they'll daven there five times a day. And they're very involved in Ben Adam Lamokim. But they don't have any problems with random terrorist attacks, killing people, honor killings. They don't really have any Ben Adam Lachaveira there in the Muslim world. It's just Ben Adam Lamokim, that's it. Whereas the Torah is complete. Torah is Hashem Tumima. The Torah says you have to serve Hashem. There's Ben Adam Lamokim, there's Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, the two go together. But Al Kaponim, to come along and say that's the whole Torah? What do you mean it's the whole Torah? It's not the whole Torah. Tefillin is not Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. Shaking a lulav is not Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. Wearing tzitzis is not Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. So yeah, you're right, there's mitzvahs of tzedakah and chesed and leket shechon peyah, but that doesn't make the whole Torah. So it's very difficult to understand. So really we've got two things here. On the one hand, why are we in such a long golos? We said because of sinas chinam. And that is very difficult to understand. What's so bad about sinas chinam? Did I do anything to Yanam? Did I just hate him. I don't like him. You know, most people, there's very few people in the world who have sinas chinam. If you ask someone why they have sinas chinam, they'll give you 50. Why do you hate somebody? They'll give you 15 very valid reasons why they can't stand his guts. But so who has sinas chinam anyway? And why is this so bad that we're still in golos? I mean, we could understand that by saying because of Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha is the whole Torah, like we see in the Gemara we just mentioned in Shabbos. But why is that the whole Torah? What's so important about that? Now, The Balatanya Lekutei Torah has a very beautiful piece about this. One thing he says, I'll say over a few different ideas, but then we'll try and tie it up. Be'ez Hashem. We've got about 10 minutes. How long have we got left? 10, 15 minutes? Yeah, 20 past. So, Akaponim, the one question is that... I'm much louder now. The one question is, why is Sinas Chinam so bad? Surely it's not as big an Aveira as other things. But that, one of the ideas, he says, very nice idea in the Balatanya, that on the contrary, because it's not as, we don't feel it's as bad, therefore we can't do anything about it. In fact, he brings a Ramah. The Ramah says that you have to do more teshuva for a Sofek Aveira than a Vaday Aveira. Why is that? So he says, you see that in the Torah. For a person is Machal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, he brings a Chatos. He doesn't need to spend much on a Chatos. Chatos Bas Danka. He can bring a little lamb, yeah? He can bring which is worth a sixth of a Zuz. He can bring a smallest lamb, and he can bring that as a Korban. But a person did a Sofik Aveira, he needs a Oshem Tolu, he has to bring a Ayil Tomi Minatzoin, he's got to bring his ram for two Salah, yeah? He has to bring a very expensive ram as a Korban. He can't bring less than that. So why is it worse? So the Ramah explains, because for Sofek Aveira is a much harder to do teshuva, because you say to yourself, I did nothing wrong. A person did a Vaday Aveira, he feels bad about it, he does teshuva. A person is a Sofek Aveira, so he tells himself, it doesn't really matter. So therefore it's the same thing here. These are terrible, terrible Aveiras. After 70 years of Golos, they've done a complete teshuva. They really felt bad about it. They did a teshuva, they knew they'd done something wrong, and they rectified it. But when it comes to sinas chinam, hating somebody, I didn't even do anything to him. I just don't like him. I can't stand him. He gets on my nerves. It's very difficult to do teshuva if you don't know you're doing something wrong. So that's why... He says, Rishonim sheniskala avoinom. If you know it's revealed, your aveira niskala kitzom is revealed. The geula, because you can do teshuva. Achroinim sheloi niskala avoinom loi niskala kitzom. But since we don't really know we're doing an aveira, it's very difficult to rectify the situation. That's one idea. But there's a deeper idea. And this goes back to why is Da'aloch Sanei L'chavach Le'Sa'ud, why did Hillel say to the Ger that this is the whole Torah? And this is a beautiful piece of Tanya Peg Lama Beis, where he explains that the purpose of the Torah, and this explains both, where does Sinas Chinam come from? Where does it come from? Why do people hate other people? And in fact, although we said before, everybody will justify, you'll have 15 reasons, but it's like the story of the Dubna Magid. They asked him, how do you give such good mishalim? For every topic in Avodas Hashem, on every week on Shabbos, you stand up on the center, you've got a beautiful mashal to give. So he said, I'll answer you with a mashal. There was a person, a nobleman once, who was a famous story, a nobleman who was very good at archery. And one day, he was traveling, and he sees in every tree... There's an arrow in a bullseye. There's a target there, there's a bullseye, every single one. Bullseye. And he stops and he says, who did this? Some farmer, I don't know, some fellow. So he goes and said, tell me, I've been training for 40 years and I can't manage such accuracy. How do you manage? He said, it's very easy. First I shoot the arrow and then I paint the bullseye around it. So very often in life, we first shoot the arrow and then we paint the bullseye. You know, first we have the arrow of we don't like somebody, and then we'll paint all the different rings around it. But Al Kaponim, the reason why is it? Why is it that we find it hard? I'm going to say I speak for myself. Why is it that we find it hard to love other Yidden? And one of the reasons is because he uses an expression, Gufin Mukhlakim. It depends who you identify with. Do you identify with your body? Every person is composed of a body and of a neshama. You've got a guf and a neshama. Who do you identify with? Is me the boich? Is it the guf, the body? Or am I the neshama? Am I really a neshama in a body? The body is like the clothes of the neshama. The neshama can't carry out its task in this world without the help of the body. The body is there to help the neshama serve Hashem. There's many things the neshama can't do if it's up in Shemaim. When you come down here, but all the mitzvahs of the Torah is very gashmiistic. The mitzvahs of the Torah are physical things. You know, you want to put on tefillin, you have to take a cow. If anyone's been to the farm, you take a cow and you have to shech that cow. I've never been zoicha to go to an abattoir. I don't know if I want to be zoicha, but it's not the prettiest of places. You have to shech the cow, you have to take the skin off, and it's apparently not so pleasant either. You've got to tan it. And in fact, the Gemara Rashi says in Ksubas Ayin Zayin, they used to use soyas kelovim, the dung of doves, for the tanning process. It's really not very pleasant. But once you've done all that, and you do it in the Shem Yichud, you take that leather, you make it into parchment, and you write on it to fill in. And this is the mitzvah of the Torah. The Torah is a physical, is brought down to this physical world. That's how we keep the mitzvahs. We need a body to keep the mitzvahs. We need a body to serve Hashem. But sometimes we over-identify with our body. And if we over-identify, every person is different. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, just like no two people look alike, no two people think alike, two Jews, three opinions. Yeah, that's how it is. So everyone's body is different. We're all different. So if we identify with the body, then we're all fighting over the same pot of cholent. It's a zero-sum game where my loss, my gain is your loss, and vice versa. But if we identify with the neshama, that really, who am I? I am a neshama. Then at the root, Klal Yisrael all has one neshama. Klal Yisrael is all, there's no, from the neshama spectrum, we're all connected. On the guf, we're not connected. But in the neshama level, Klal Yisrael are all connected. We're all connected to the same place, to the same source up in Shemayim. And once we're all connected, so it's very easy to come to love a fellow Jew, because we all feel ba'achdus if we realize the ikkah is the neshama. How do you get to that though? It's all very easy to stand and say, you've got to feel the ikkah is the neshama. But how do you get there? So the answer is that we say, asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav. Every mitzvah we do, every davening we daven, every word of Torah that we learn is sanctifying us, is making us holier, is making us feel the ruchnius rather than the gashmius, is making us feel that our main identity is in the neshama, not the guf. The purpose of the whole Torah is to get to that level where it's not the body that's my main focus of attention, it's the neshama. It's at the source of the neshama. And the truth is that it's not just, it's a piece of Tanya Lampelau base. It's not just a simon ladova. What I mean by that is the following. You could say it's a simon ladova. That if you're serving Hashem properly and you're keeping the whole Torah, then mimela, automatically you'll find it easier to love a fellow Jew. But it's deeper than that. The first Rashi ala Torah says, Bereishis bor elekim, esa shemayim esa oretz. So Rashi says, Bereishis. What's Bereishis? The base of Bereishis is called the base pretiai. I heard that from Rabbi Rose. A base pretiai. Not about Bereishis. He explained to us the concept of a base pretiai. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. I don't know Latin. I'll have to ask my grandmother who speaks all these languages. But it's like Berochel bit evod choshev ashonim Berochel bit chakatan. What does the base of Berochel mean? It means in Bishvil. In order to get, in exchange for, so to speak, I'll serve you 7 years, said Yaakov to Lavan, in exchange for Rochel Bitcha Ketana. It's in order to get there, because of. So too the Bereishis is Bishvil, Rashi says, Bishvil Reishis. Because of Reishis. Who's Reishis? The Medrash says loads of things, but Rashi says two things. Bishvil HaTorah Shenikras Reishis, the Torah is called Reishis, Hashem Kononi Reishis Darkai, Uvishvil Yisrael Shnikul Reishis. The world was created for Klal Yisrael, who are called Reishis. And it says, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Klal Yisrael Holy Takodesh Baruch Hu Reishis, to also at the beginning of his crop. Hashem made the Torah, Hashem made the world for the Torah and for Klal Yisrael. Now what's less well known is the Tana de Be'elio. The Elio Novi says in Tana de Be'elio, that who came first? Did the Torah come first, or did Klal Yisrael come first? Which one came first? So Elion Novi says, Darkon Shel B'nei Odom, people say that the Torah came first. But I disagree. It's quite clear that Klal Yisrael came first. Because it says in that Pasuk, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tuvu Osoi. What does Tuvu Osoi mean? So the Mephoshim there, that doesn't explain the Talmud Be'elah, the Mephoshim on Talmud Be'elah will say, Tuvua, grain, produce, metaphorically refers to the Torah. Lechu, Lachmu B'lachmi, the Torah is called Lechem. Yeah, the Torah is called bread. The first of the bread, the righteous of the Torah is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael came before the Torah, and in the Sifri Chassidus it's Mavua. That you see is a raya that the Klal Yisrael came before the Torah, because look in every page of the Chumash, it says like Daba Shamoy Shalema, Daba El B'nei Yisrael, Tzaves B'nei Yisrael. The whole Torah, the mitzvahs are given to B'nai Yisrael. So you have to have a B'nai Yisrael in order to give them the Torah. The whole Torah was... It's such a fundamental thing. Hillel is saying that the whole Torah, if there was no Klal Yisrael, there's no Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Klal Yisrael. Kavayocha, we're like the wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the husband and we're the wife. And that Kiddushin, that nisuin, that relationship that is connected through the Torah. The Mephoshim say on the Pesukim in Hazinu, Yarif Kamota Likhi. Just like rain comes from heaven to earth, it, so to speak, combines the heavens and the earth, so too the Torah is cements, it makes a relationship between the heaven, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and between Klal Yisrael down here. That's what binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the whole purpose of the Torah is to bind Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the whole Kola Torah Kula. If there was no Klal Yisrael, there's no Torah. So Hillel's saying, the Aloch Sanei L'Chavach Le'Savad, which in the positive side is what we call V'Hav Terecha Kamoicha, that's what it's all about. A ger's coming along. You want to join Klal Yisrael? You have to know a bit about Klal Yisrael. You have to know how special Klal Yisrael are. You have to know the whole Torah is there. We came, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created us to keep his Torah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah to give it to Klal Yisrael. And if we're misspoiling on this, and we appreciate this, then it'll be far easier to be Mekayim v'ahav terecha kamoicha, to be Mekayim, love of a fellow Jew. We there's a lot more to speak about, but we're running out of time. And then hopefully we'll get to the vision of the Beis Hamikdash. And the Mefarshim say Shabbos Chazayin, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, why is Shabbos Chazayin the Shabbos for Tisha B'Av? It's a vision of the future to bring the Geula, and we should be zoiche to the pasuk in this week's Edra of Shalosh Pa'oye Bashana Yeroa Kol Zechucha as Bnei Hashem Elokecha. Hey, I'm going to put something up.